Hello, everybody around the world in the global click. Once again, this is E. Emmett Brady with the Insect News Network. I would like to make a bold statement. The human-insect coexistence is the most unfathomable in the natural world. We love them, we hate them. We revere them, we fear them. We want them to go away, yet we are profoundly dependent on them for our own well-being. As a point of context, I met a woman named Renee at the Bioneers Conference in Marin County this past October. She worked with the relief effort in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. She offered to me a profound and heart-wrenching perspective on one of the little-known side effects of natural disaster. Beyond the actual flooding and loss of property, more than the deaths and the disease that resulted from the hurricane, Renee told me of how people came into face-to-face confrontation with bugs. Escaping the surging waters by climbing trees, they were forced to negotiate with poisonous snakes, angry rodents, and insects. Hordes and hordes of stinging, angry, emotionally impervious insects like fire ants, scorpions, and hornets. It was a shocking reality, made even more painful to learn that, according to her account, every single person lost the battle. Instead of having to deal with the insects, they threw themselves back into the floodwaters. This sort of existential crisis is more and more prevalent in our world. That is the theme of today's Insect News Network, our 44th episode, Existentialism, Man versus Nature. In the wake of the devastation of Hurricane Sandy in New York City and up and down the Eastern Seaboard, I look at how the natural world treats the human society, sometimes with brutal indifference. The same world that we rely on for our own well-being. Insects have swirled in and out of human favor, and inevitably, they show themselves to be the most profound influence of any group of animals in the world. Existentialism is the philosophy and cultural movement which holds that the starting point of philosophical thinking must be the experiences of the individual. This term has grand significance for cultural entomology, which relies on the unique sentient experience of every person to share their perspective on the microcosm and build a bridge between the sciences and the humanities. And the insect connection goes back to the dawn of our civilization. To hear the full broadcast and more amazing accounts, go to insectnewsnetwork.com and type in number 44. That's #44 into the search bar. Existentialism, man versus nature, only on the Insect News Network. Imagine that.